I was born in 1997 to two very young, very, I don't even think punk is the word, odd people who met in youth theater, and at like 23 or 24 had a little surprise baby show up in the form of me. Derek and Maeve are their names. They are my parents. And when I was born, I just kind of became part of the crew. Like, none of their friends had kids, and none of their friends would have kids for another like 10 years. So it was kind of just me and all these grown-ups, and I kind of just had to catch up and get into what they were into. So my parents were mad for mixtapes. They would make each other mixtapes all the time, and I have just these memories of these mixtapes just knocking around everywhere. Like, I knew where they lived in our flat in Dublin when I was little. They lived in like a box under a couch. And then when I was four, we moved to Donegal. So Donegal is the total opposite of Dublin to four-year-old Aoife. Like, four-year-old me was used to kind of cycling around on the back of my mum's bike with her, and like, that was our main mode of transportation. And then suddenly we're in Donegal and we're like driving all the time, because Donegal is driving, and that's just part of the lifestyle there. And suddenly, because we're in the car all the time and driving all the time, we're listening to the mixtapes all the time. Everywhere you drive is soundtracked by these tapes and these mixes. But because I was growing up with these songs, living on these like mismatched tapes that had been recorded off of the radio or recorded off of other cassettes, I didn't really have context for these songs anywhere outside of my parents' bubble. So these were like two people who, my dad was so into like AC/DC and the Stone Roses, and then my mum was very like Patti Smith and PJ Harvey, and they both loved the Pixies, and they both loved like these people like the Beatles. And this is just this weird mismatched album that would come together as a mixtape, and I just thought that this is where these songs lived. And every now and then we would go somewhere and you would experience a song from the mixtape like somewhere else. Like, I remember going into school one day and we were all learning Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard by Paul Simon. And it sticks out to me so clearly because I was like, you can't be learning this. This is my song from the mixtape I have with my parents. How did you hear this? How did you get this song? Are you telling me that other people can hear the mixtape songs too? Like, they're not just exclusively for me. It was just the craziest concept. It completely blew my mind that suddenly I was like, there is a broader scope for these songs. They live somewhere else. Didn't make any sense to me. It does now though. And it's crazy how much these tapes informed the person that I am today and completely informed my taste in everything. Like, sometimes I get a song stuck in my head and I'll be like, what is that? Why do I love it so much? It's something will be playing on TV in like an ad or in the background of a show, and it's one of the mixtape songs, and that's why it's struck a chord, and that's why I feel so attached to it all of a sudden, because it's my childhood. It's driving in the car, it's being in the backseat and thinking that these are my songs, and we're just driving around listening to them. Park Life by Blur was one of my favorites. And the thing is, there were so many mixtapes. They all lived in that weird compartment between the two front seats in a car that's like not the glove compartment, but you could put gloves in it too. But it's just full of mixtapes in our car in the past. And I was chock-a-block. And these mixtapes were amazing because they would always have the track lists written on them by my parents in like my dad's kind of little connecty handwriting, or in my mum's much clearer handwriting. You could... you'd know who had made the mixtape depending on the handwriting on the cover. They would always have their kind of set lists on them, but again, they existed solely as like whatever was being put on. And I had my favorite mixtapes and I had my ones that I didn't like either. But yeah, the ones that stand out to me in my head are like Park Life by Blur and me being like, wow, this is a crazy song. This man's he's just talking. He's talking words, but this is such a good song. And then once we requested it like on the normal radio and they played it on the radio, and again, it wasn't in the mixtape anymore. It was like something that everyone who was listening to the radio was hearing, one of our mixtape songs, and everyone was in on it for a little while. Another one that sticks out is Kick It by Iggy Pop and Peaches. I used to love this song so much. Like, every time it came on, I'd be like, please turn it up, stop the car. Like, we have to stop and we have to head back. We need to sing along. We have to scream along, because it's this great song where it's just two people having a fight with each other and screaming at each other. And you got this great bit where you're going like, yeah, yeah. And they're telling you like, turn it up, rip it up, kick it up. And I'm in the backseat and I'm like, five, and I'm like, yeah, tear it up, rip it up, kick it up, Peaches, come on, Iggy Pop, like, this makes so much sense to me, I'm five and I love this. But it's so inappropriate, but it just sticks out so clearly as this thing that, like, I, you know, we gotta go around, we gotta go tear stuff up, this is amazing, this song made me feel like powerful. And it's so bizarre now, because these tapes, they had this direction to them where you always kind of knew what songs were on what, and you kind of knew your good ones, knew your bad ones, knew the ones that stuck around. But I think that when I look back at my life and I look at like the soundtrack that's kind of made up, it's so corny, but the soundtrack that's made up my life, it's these tapes, and it's always been these tapes. And I think even when it started being CDs and it stopped being tapes, it's the tapes. I think I've probably remembered a lot of songs onto these tapes that weren't there now. I think that my parents had great taste, and I think that they completely informed the taste that I have today. But I would have been like, you know, seven, and they pulled out the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and I was like, yeah, this is so cool. I am so heartbroken, but I don't understand why yet. I had just seen like Star Wars, and you know, Anakin, spoiler, dies, and Padme dies, and there's all these broken relationships, and I'm listening to Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and really feeling these songs so deeply with all of these things that I'm attached to culturally. And I look back at it, it's all my parents, it's all their music. And it's everything that I am now is these songs. And as you know, we grew up, and I got to like 9 or 10, and I saw MTV Video Music Awards, and I saw Anastasia perform Left Outside Alone, and I informed my own music taste from that point onwards. I started to figure out what I liked that was not my parents. I don't think they were mad on the whole Anastasia thing. They were very supportive, but it was not for them. And when I was 8, we moved from Donegal to America, and that was like when I remember the internet becoming a thing, and suddenly the CDs even felt a little bit irrelevant, and things just started to phase out and change. And even I used to make CDs for people when I was in like secondary school, and that felt odd. I felt strange giving people CDs with these mixes on them that didn't really make any sense to other people anymore. And it was this very specific thing that I understood to mean, like, I care about you, so I have put 20 songs on this tape or on this CD that I think go well together, that I think you will like. Here you go. I just don't think people got that anymore. And even when I got to college, I made somebody like a YouTube playlist before I was on Spotify. I made someone like a playlist of songs on YouTube that I fancied, and I sent her this playlist of songs. And I, even that felt like a misfire. That felt really like the wrong thing to do. And then I know people started, you know, we started using Spotify, we started using iTunes, all these things, and like building playlists, and it all moved to playlists. And this felt like a really easy way to do it all of a sudden, as I didn't have to go to Asda and buy my big 60-pack of blank CDs anymore. It was irrelevant. I could just do it on my phone. I could just do it on my computer, make these mixes. And I actually feel like I stopped being good at it. And even looking at like my parents' playlists on Spotify, they're so well done. They're so well mixtaped. It's all over. And mine are like the same song by 4 different people, or the same artist like 3 times in a row. And that's all over the place. That's not how you do it. As I grew up and things like changed in my family, and like my mum passed away when I was 18, and we had this like weird thing all of a sudden of trying to curate a person's past and the things that made up that person. And because my mum was so into music and movies and TV, suddenly we had all these songs that meant so much more and these mixtapes that meant so much more. And it all just became very loaded. And even now, her Spotify account like still exists and I go onto it and she has named all her playlists and they're all like Christmas in Remelton. That's a personal favorite. That's the village I grew up in Donegal. And like Christmas in Remelton, it's like 20 songs and it's the best Christmas mix you could ever listen to because she's just queued it up all so perfectly and the songs all go so well with each other. And in the middle of it, you've got like a random song from The Wizard of Oz because, you know, The Wizard of Oz is always on at Christmas, so it's Christmas music, but it's just so her. And suddenly this goes from being just like a mix of songs to just being choices that were made by her and they feel very personal. And a song that really sticks out from these tapes is Gigantic by the Pixies, and I would say more specifically by Kim Deal, who is just one of my favorite people in the world. We used to listen to a lot of Pixies and Breeders, and she is just a voice that I would associate with my childhood. And I have since like seen her live and seen her do Gigantic and seen her do all of her Breeders stuff, and it's just like this transcendent experience where you're like, no way are you here singing that song. That's one of my songs. No way. And Gigantic became this really important song because it was just one that I really like, me and my mom loved together. And we would just, if we were handed a guitar at a party, Gigantic was our go-to song. And we had the harmonies down and I had the guitar solo down and it was kind of our jam. And after everything that happened with her and her passing away, and this song in particular is like, this is the one. This is the one that when I'm really missing her, I'm like, I'm going to go listen to Gigantic and I'm going to go sing along with Kim Deal because I feel like this is her. And to the point where literally now I have on my arm the word Gigantic, and the song goes, it's got like Gigantic, a big, big love. So on my arm I have Gigantic, and then where my mum is in Donegal, on her kind of headstone, which is terribly morbid, but it's a great way to really piss off the Donegal grannies. It says a big, big love. So we kind of have that forever. And I think that that's kind of one of the gifts that these tapes brought us and this music brought us. Now, when I go back and I hear the songs from the mixtapes, or I go back and I listen to the songs that I still listen to all the time from these tapes, there's just so much of her in them and they feel so much more, and it's kind of amazing. It's like the greatest gift that I could have been left behind was these mixtapes that are so, so full of her. And when I listen to them, or I listen to any songs from the tapes now, the best part is closing my eyes and going back in time and just being like 4-year-old Aoife sitting in the back of the car, like ripping it up to Iggy Pop and the Pixies and going crazy and just like loving every second of it without even realizing it, because it didn't mean anything at the time. But I think if I could be anywhere in the world, I would love to just be that kid again and just rock out.